Covenant awareness. So we see signs somewhere, you know, we see beware. Sometimes you're driving down the street, you see beware of children. You might say, you know, beware of pedestrians. You might say beware of dogs. Another sign I've seen one time, beware of wife. That's a scary one. There's all kinds of things to be aware of. Well, I want to suggest to you this morning that one of the things that we need to be aware of is aware of our covenant, the covenant that we have in God, the covenant that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to share some things concerning that this morning so that we can actually appropriate some of the promises that come to us through the covenant relationship that we have with the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to keep this in mind, that we as a people of God, those of us who have called on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, we enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore, we are considered kingdom citizens with kingdom rights and kingdom benefits. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. That gives us privileges, but also responsibilities. But we cannot grasp those privileges. We cannot receive those privileges unless we understand what covenant is all about, or what covenant means, or even that we are in a covenant. Because you see, the Bible says that no sin will enter the presence of the Father. If that's all we ever heard, that the Father would never allow anybody to come into his presence carrying sin on them, man, that would put us in a desperate situation. We'd be hopeless, really, if that was the end of the story. But I'm so glad today to know that that's not the end of the story. He wants to embrace us. And that's why he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, to make covenant with him as a man. Jesus is and was and always will be God, but he walked this earth as a man. And he broke covenant with his Father. Because Jesus as a man did that, you and I have now been set free because of Jesus' perfect sacrifice, Jesus' perfect covenant that he made with the Father, perfect agreement. He stood in the place of a sinless man to make atonement for all sin of mankind. That's the awesome message of Jesus Christ. He wants to have a relationship with you and I so that we take on his attributes, that we begin to live a life the way he lives it, actually, in a place of being without sin, but being empowered by the Holy Spirit to be able to live according to the laws and decrees that mankind was given to live by. Not just God's people, all of mankind was given these laws to live by. This grace is made available to all mankind. So whenever we see society operating outside the laws of God, outside the boundaries or the parameters that God has set for humankind to live by, they are really living on a road that will bring desperation, that will bring disaster eventually. One of the major boundaries that God has set in place for you and I to live by today in the new covenant which we live in is that God is a loving Father. He loves us and he desires for us to come into his family in peace, not hatred. God is a God of love, and he's a God of justice now too. But he puts out to us a hand of love. He makes that available to you and I. And if we will choose love, then we will choose a life that lives and breathes the Father's love, the Father's grace. So to be in covenant relationship with the Father means that we have covenanted with him. We made an agreement with him that we would do his will, that we want him to write his laws on our hearts. Jesus is pointing us to the Father. His whole life was filled with a desire to reveal the Father. What does it mean to have covenant relationship with God? It means that we are to be a people. We are to be a people who have called on the name of Jesus Christ to wash away our sins. And I want us to examine ourselves right now before we come. Holy Spirit, I ask you, examine each and every one of us today so that we might see that there's nothing between us and you. There'd be nothing distorting the covenant, that we wouldn't be holding on to a covenant of sin and death, but we would want to release that and enter into a covenant of God with you, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus.